is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Hygieia Healing with Gloria Terry. Gloria is a certified quantum touch practitioner and Reiki master who uses her healing to help clients, animals, and plants. Get ready for more stories of transformation. Welcome back, Gloria Terry. Hygieia Healing with Gloria Terry. Gloria is a certified quantum touch practitioner and Reiki master who uses her healing to help clients, animals, and plants. Get ready for more stories of transformation. Welcome back, Gloria Terry.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. Right. But we can just find the good news.
NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We never put none of the negative in there. We never put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com.
Every time,
come hear good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
Hygieia Healing with Gloria Terry. Gloria is a certified quantum touch practitioner and Reiki master who uses her healing to help clients, animals, and plants. Get ready for more stories of transformation. Welcome back, Gloria Terry.
Greetings, everyone. Whew. It's 8 o'clock here, actually. I'm so lucky to have been online and I saw this now. Well, it's nice to connect with you again at this time. This is Gloria Terry, calling in from Berlin. About my show runs every second Thursday at noon Pacific Standard Time, and I think it's 8 p.m. now Central European Time. So it's not it's no longer 9 p.m. Right. Okay. So my show is about creating awareness on the consciousness of plants. Today, we will talk about the conversation I had with aloe vera plant number 2, because I have 3 of them. Last week, we talked about one of them, and this was going to be talking about another one of these 2 plants. So, briefly about me again. I am a certified practitioner of energy healing. What that means is that I facilitate healing of the body and the mind by channeling life force energy into a sick person's body or someone who has pain or someone who has emotional imbalances, emotional problem, or someone who has childhood trauma or any of those things that causes one to have emotional up and down. And pain in the body, and also recent injuries, which is very fascinating. Something about recent injuries is very fascinating because it heals very quickly. I treat people, animals, and plants, and I combine two techniques. This is the quantum touch technique and Reiki. So now the question you're asking is how I came about communicating with plants, because I was doing healing, and now I'm communicating with plants. Right. So I started this communication with plants when I was practicing for my quantum touch practice, when I was attending the seminar and practicing being a healer. And it was quantum touch at the time, because this was what I started with. And one of the requirements was that we practice on plants and animals and people also. So the idea is you heal, the practitioner heals a sick plant, and that works very fantastically, because of course you see evidence of practitioners healing sick plants and plant roses or flowers that are dying, and after receiving energy healing, they are fresh again. It's really beautiful. We are encouraged to play with it, like play with the energy, you know, use it on anything you can lay your hands on. And I've met someone who used it on a dead battery, and after the session, the battery started working again and worked for some time before it finally was over. Okay, so that was what I was practicing at the time, how to do this. And I started, because I was doing an advanced level of quantum touch, which trains the practitioner to go deeper in the healing, really go deeper in that quantum field. And the instruction was that we talk to the tissue of whatever we are healing. But in this case, as I was talking to the tissue, what I thought was tissue, even I didn't know what that was. I just wanted to experience it. And the spirit in the plant, or the being, I call it the being in the plant, started answering my questions and started giving me instructions on how to position my body so that the energy will flow freely. And that was really my wow moment in this experience of healing and using energy and getting into the quantum field. And so since then, when I found out that I was not going crazy, because I actually thought I was going crazy, I thought this was just me. I was making it all up and all that. But when I found out that there are people with similar experiences as I have, and people who had had a past life regression telling me about the experience and how similar it really is with what these plants are saying, made me feel very comfortable with it. And since then, I've been doing it, and it's been really educational, because they teach me a lot of things. They open my mind to a lot of things. They help me see reality differently. And they reaffirm some of the things that I have already known, and they explained some of the things I knew but did not understand. And they are my teachers. They are just my teachers. And I'm so happy to have met them. And so when I got this invitation, I thought, right here, we have to, everyone has to know these things. Like, I have to make it a thing to let everyone know that as humans, we are packaged with intelligence. Our bodies is packaged with intelligence, and only conditioning has made us, you know, forget about how we used to do things. But we can still do those things, even though we have been blocked with all this conditioning. We could still do the things we used to do. We only need to be open and be aware that we can do it. So, yeah, so since then, this is my story. So today, we are going to talk about the conversation I had with this plant, with this aloe vera. And in this session, we will learn of dimensions that exist in the planet Saturn. We will learn that humans can do more with the resources that we have at our disposal, scientifically and technologically. We will also learn of parallel universes, times and spaces of existence. So, story about this session. I went into this session without any preconceived questions, nor any impression from the previous session. The previous session was the one we talked about last week. And so I did, majority of the time, after session, I've written them down, I just forget it. I just forget it. I just believe that the pin is in my memory bank. But I hardly go back to read it, except when I'm ready, getting ready for the show. So when I went to this session, I had no preconceived question from that previous show. I was feeling very cloudy in my mind because I had accepted an invitation to host this show in News for the Soul. So, of course, it is it's a digital thing. I could be broadcasting from Berlin to the U.S. and it can be played in many apps, but I was doubting myself for accepting the offer. I was questioning the authenticity of the organization. I was questioning my ability and wondering if I made the right decision. My mind was just going crazy. Well, my mind was just doing what it has been conditioned to do for so long. So then I needed a boost of energy. I was really clouding my mind. I wasn't really clear. And a distraction from my present situation because I was not going to change my mind. So why bother with what my analytic mind was doing? It was more or less a punishment, and I was not going to prolong it. So I turned to the plant, who offered me a wonderful adventure. It was an adventure and experience. It was an adventure because I saw a lot of things as we were talking. After the session, I felt a lot better, and it was only a matter of hours before the questioning stopped, because my mind was made up again and again. There were too many synchronicities that came up with that invitation, right? So I guess that's what the mind does. It's just what the mind does. That's what it has been programmed to do. Question, 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 and want to know, I want to be sure, and just being protective. But you have your higher self to help you through that. So I've had this aloe vera plant and two others since late April last year or early May. And this is the first time I had a conversation with it. I felt like they had been waiting for it with excitement. I have left them alone throughout the summer, throughout last year's summer, as the days were longer and the sun was becoming so glorious. Yeah, I remember that lockdown, that first lockdown last year. It was the first time a lot of us actually saw nature, like heard the birds. Everything was quiet. We heard the birds singing, and the sun was so gloriously shining up there. So, and this aloe vera were outside. I put them outside to just take in all that glory. I did not wish to interrupt their enjoyment because I saw that they were enjoying it because they were so healthy and beautiful. It was good to look at them, really. So I just left them there to enjoy it. I had the feeling that they needed to get well integrated into my field, get to know me and other plants. So with the way they grew, and they were growing strong and green, I knew they were happy to be here in my apartment. So now at the time I had this conversation, I felt, okay, this is the right time to start this conversation and this relationship with the plant. I was happy to have them and see them happily growing and healthy. So let's go into the conversation. So I greeted, greetings dear one, I said, respectfully as I'll do any human being. Greetings, it replied. Do I have the permission to connect and converse with you? I asked. Yes, absolutely, it said. Okay. I see, okay, when I said okay, I started, the thing is, I think this was new to me to ask permission like this, like I did. Do I have permission to connect and converse with you? This is new. I didn't know why, but I felt the need to ask that permission because it was not healing. You know, it was actually, I was feeling very, you know, not so like me, so excited. So I don't know why I had to put the question like that, but I did that. And when he said, yes, absolutely, I said, okay. And then I started seeing blue light. And then I asked, oh, I see blue. Why do I see blue? Now, during this session, I see things that I might not be able to word. And in most cases, they are larger and more out of the physical world context, at least as far as I know. So I cannot really describe everything that I see as much as I want to. This blue light was something else. It was really beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know how to describe that light. And then it says it is the color of my essence. That's what the aloe vera said. It said, it is the color of my essence. The color of your essence, I asked I was surprised. It's great. The color of water. That's what I saw. And that's what I said, the color of water. Now, this is also new to me. I know about auras. I know that plants have auras, which I see sometimes. But it came to me as a surprise when it said it is the color of its essence. Maybe because I haven't thought of aura as the essence of a plant. I don't know. You know, sometimes you know something, but you don't know how to connect it. Like, you don't know how to relate it. Like, yes, I know aura is our like, as energy signature, the colors, and they are the channels of the energetic channels that we have in our body through which the energy around us enters our physical bodies. I know that, but maybe for a plant, I don't know. I haven't really thought of it as this is the essence of the plant. Like I haven't thought of it like that. Anyway, with the plant, there's a lot to learn. So when he said, it's the color of my essence, I was like, wow, it's great. The color of water, that is the color of the essence. And then I asked, do I have permission to go inside you? Absolutely, he said, excited. Okay, so now this is something that I learned with plants. And with humans, with my clients, I do that sometimes, not all the time, it depends. Because with human beings, it's completely different, okay? Plants are like, I don't know, it's also the same, but I think it depends on the relationship. I think in this case, it depends on the relationship. With my clients, it's not always like that I can just, you know, even if I have permission, sometimes I don't really see anything or go in or do any of these things. But with this plant, when I asked if I could go inside, it is my consciousness that went inside the plant, like inside the plant. So I don't know how to explain this part. I think it's just part of my consciousness that went into the plant. So when I was inside the plant, I saw bubbles. I saw colors of light blue, water blue and water slime, like watery, slimy and slippery things. They're from the inside. So I saw that from the inside. I saw the dry part of some of the succulent. There are some part of the succulent is dry, like broken or wounded, and from the outside is dry. And I could see it from the inside, how dry, how it looks like. It looks dry, but they were not dead. They were still alive. They are living dry, like alive, living dry. No water, but alive. And then I said, the dry parts are still alive. And then he said, yes, they are, only differently, dry. I said, oh. And then, yeah, you can tell it's alive. It's dry. It's dry because you have seen it from the outside. Like, I know it's dry because I've seen it from the outside that it's dry. But when I was inside, I didn't know that it was the same place that I have seen outside that it was dry. But now that I'm inside, I saw it, and then I remember, yes, from the outside it's dry. But from the inside, it didn't look dry. It's dry, but it's alive. It's living. So I think the tissue, or no, the cell in that part of the leaf is the cell that is drying it. I don't know if it makes sense. Like the watery part are the cells that are making the water. Now in this part is the cell that is making the dryness, and the cell is still alive. I think it makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense that way. Anyway, so but that's how I saw it in there. And then in the silence, I could feel the plant breathing, and I said, "You breathe." And the plant said yes in an amused way. But I felt as if I was doing this for the first time. Yeah, I felt like I was doing this for the first time, even though I wasn't. I knew that plants breathe, but this felt differently because I was inside the plant and my awareness went into the breath because it was moving me in such a rhythmic way. It's like I could feel it when it's breathing out and when it's breathing in. So I felt the expansion and the contraction inside me, and then I could feel it on my I think this was on my real body, like my body, complete physical body. I could feel the contraction and the expansion of what my consciousness was experiencing inside. So then I was like, "You breathe?" And then he said, "Yes," in an amused way. I felt like a child. Like, God, I felt like a child that was learning something new for the first time. Even though I knew this, experiencing it in a different way. It's a different thing. So many things were swimming inside that, inside the plant. The cells, I guess, light in the cell. There were lights, like bright light in the cells and the water inside. There were air bubbles with different colors of light in them. So, and then I said, while I'm inside the consciousness, we could talk, right? What I mean was, while I'm inside the consciousness and experiencing all that, we could still talk, right? And he says, great. You tickled though, and then it giggled comfortably. And of course, I felt I could imagine that if something, I'm aware that something is inside, walking inside me, of course I'll feel tickled. And when he said you tickled though, it giggled comfortably. And then I asked, do I have permission to stay? And then he said yes, emphatically. He said yes. Now my physical body felt very uncomfortable at this time. I was sitting on the floor and my butt was hurting. I just said myself to relieve it and allow the energy to flow into that part of my body that's on my butt, because it was really hurting. There was too much weight there. I think because I've relaxed, so I had too much weight, and the resistance from the floor was making it hard for me to breathe in air. So I sat up and sat on the couch. Relieved and relaxed, I continued in silence as the plant was calm. In my mind's eyes, I saw my whole body filled with life force energy, light extending from my heart to the plant, flowing in waves, but liquid. Yeah, it wasn't just like light. It felt very liquid. Underneath my feet was a vast space of light. I think now I'm in the quantum field. The roots from my feet, yeah, I felt like my feet had roots, are connected to the earth chakra. The eighth chakra is in the earth. So I felt like the roots of my feet were connected to that eighth chakra and down to the core of the earth. Meanwhile, the roots of the plant were illuminated with light, touched to the root, from my feet. So it was like the root from the plant. You know, again, let me talk about it. Let me bring back this movie of Avatar, right? Just have that thing in your mind now. Imagine, if you haven't watched that same movie, watch it again. Just watch that part again, where you see how the light crawls, you know, from the plant to the people and attach itself to the tails of those people and connected all of them. This is exactly what I was seeing at this time when in this session, how that thing was crawling. So the roots of the plant, the light crawled and attached itself to, let me see, illuminated with light, was attached to the root from my feet. Yes, and attached to the root on my feet. I was directing the energy into the center of the plant, between the stem and the root. That's where it asked me to focus the energy. So the energy was directed in there, but it was, and then it started creeping and connecting to my root under my feet and then everything down. So the space between the root of the plant was vast. From the inside, I think I was saying this from the inside, and with light and dots of different colors of light. I call these air people. Now, let me explain this. I'm sure some of you would have seen this with your naked eyes. You know, when you're looking at, you see different dots of light in space, different colors of light in space. I've been seeing this since my childhood, but I didn't know what it was. But now that I think of it, it's energy. Now, I was seeing that inside the plant, but many of it and dense, like many, a lot inside the plant. And I call this air people. And why I call it air people is because I have had a conversation with a crystal, and there's a series of these. This conversation is in series, and it was talking about air people, basically talking about the element of air and the things, the entities or the spirits in the air element that carries information and communicate information between man and the elements, and between elements and humans and animals, and how they transport information from people to people, and from the air, from space to people, and how they transport our thoughts from one person to the next, so that you are thinking something, and then you'll be surprised to see somebody talking about what you're thinking, and you're like, oh, this person is thinking my thought. That is because these air people are transporting these particles of information that is in your mind to other people, because as you're thinking a thought, you are creating energy, and these air people do that job. So there's a whole series of this one in that conversation. So that's why I wrote air people, so that I don't forget. So that's basically for me, but it's good now that I'm talking about it. So above me and the plant is another vast space of light. It was so bright and eternal. I didn't think there was no end to this light. Then it became very bright. And then it became so bright. And then I said, the sun just came up. And aloe vera said, yes, calmly. We were both so relaxed and enjoying all that breathing before the session. Okay, yeah, breathing. So before the session, it was cloudy, no sun. This was why I thought, well, there's no sun today. Let me take advantage of the time and at least they are not that busy. That was what I was thinking. That they were not busy because the sun was not shining. And while we are in session, the sun came up and you know, the sun came up. So then I said, my sacral, that's my sacral chakra, the second chakra, it hurts sometimes, I said. Yeah. Sometimes the plant is responding. Sometimes it is biological. Sometimes it's, it says sometimes it is biological, water. Sometimes it is the gut feeling, which is true, because sometimes it hurts slightly and then briefly and then it stops. So I wanted to know if I'm fine. And he said sometimes it's biological, I need to take water, and sometimes it is my gut feeling. And then I said, yeah, it confuses me sometimes. When I get into new situation, it hurts. It confuses the excitement I feel. And I was referring to when I got the invitation to do this show, it hurt. And so I got really confused if I've done the right writing. And then he said it is, and then the Oliveira replied, said it is only reacting to the new and being protective, but it stopped, right? Yes, I said, it did after a short time. Yeah, I think my sacral has a way of communicating with me, and that is something I really, really need to understand, how it communicates, what it's telling me. Right. Okay, I said, now, may I ask where you are from as a being? I asked, and then he said, Saturn. And then I said, that planet Saturn? Yes, it said. So I went to Saturn in Google. Okay, pause. Let's pause here. I went to Saturn in Google, and this is what Google said. It said Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun and the second largest in the solar system after Jupiter. It is a gas giant with an average radius of about 9 times that of Earth. It only has one base, the average density of Earth. However, with its large volume, Saturn is over 95 times more massive. Saturn is named after the Roman god of wealth and agriculture. Its astronomical symbol, there's an astronomical symbol, represent the god sickle. The Romans named the seventh day of the week Saturday, no later than the second century from the planet Saturn. Okay, and then it went on and went on and went on. You can Google that and see what that planet is like. So I will just jump. In January 2019, astronomers reported that a day on the planet Saturn has been determined to be 10 hours, 33 minutes, 38 seconds. Okay? Based on the studies of the planet's C-ring. The planet's most famous feature. The planet's most famous feature is its prominent ring system, which is composed mostly of ice particles with a similar amount of rocky debris and loss, and okay, it went on and on and on. All right. So that's Saturn. So when I said that planet Saturn, he said yes. And I said, is there plants there? I was surprised. There are plants there? And he said, yes and no. I'm from Saturn. That would be the being from Saturn. I'm trying to remember which one is Saturn, I said. The one with the ring, I asked. It doesn't seem like there is a ring, it said. At least not when you are inside. How is inside, I said, I asked. And then he said, we have a civilization going on for a long time. It is well established and very advanced. What beings are there? I asked. Light beings of different dimensions and entities, it said. Are the entities physical? I asked. I wanted to know if they are physical like us. And then he said, physical as human physical? No, not a three dimension, not a three dimensional being. Above three dimensions, physical in their level of existence, okay? The entities too are of higher dimensions and different in dimensions. The higher dimensions are visible to the higher dimensions, but not to the lower dimensions. Which lower is higher than three dimensions? Okay. What I was getting or perceiving and seeing was that sometimes the higher dimension do interact with the lower dimension when they need to by lowering their vibration. And that made me ask the next question. Okay, let me explain this now. Now, what I was getting is this. So in Saturn, there are beings of different dimension and there are other entities. So there are indigenous Saturn, what do they call them? Saturnians. And there are other entities that are, you know, coexisting with them. Okay? Now, the Saturnians are the lower dimension, but this lower dimension in Saturn is higher than three dimension. So that means if we human beings are to go to Saturn, we will not see them because they are vibrating at a higher dimension. Which higher dimension is a lower dimension compared to the other entities that are there with them? Okay? So those higher entities see themselves, like they could interact and see themselves. The lower entities, which is the Saturnians, can only see the higher entities when the higher entities bring down their vibration to interact with the Saturnians. Okay? I hope this is clear here. Okay. So what he said is the Saturnians are above three dimensions. That means they are above three dimensions. Like we can't see them, humans. We cannot see them. So if our astronomers go there, they will not see anything because that civilization is above the human civilization. They are vibrating at a higher dimension than we are. So we will not see the Saturnians. And the higher vibration of other entity, the higher dimension that are with them in Saturn, interact with them only when they lower the vibration to the Saturnians. Okay? I hope this is clear. All right then. So with that impression I was getting, I asked, how do they relate with one another, the beings and the other entities? Harmoniously, it said, in the higher dimension, but not in the lower dimension. Okay, pause. Let's pause here. So the ones in the higher dimension in Saturn, they interact with one another harmoniously. The ones in the lower dimension, not so harmoniously. But why? Let's see. He said, the lower dimension still have to understand the entities they see and interact with. They do get along, but they still have differences, what you call quote and unquote identity to deal with. The higher dimension recognizes their differences, but do not make a thing of it. Okay, great. So what this means is that those ones in the lower dimension still have problems with identity. So even though they sometimes interact with the ones in the higher dimension who, by the way, bring down their vibration in order to interact with them so they could see them, the ones of lower dimension still have problems dealing with that kind of identity. It's more like what we have here on Earth with our identity, you know. So, but not, I don't know how it is there, but he said harmoniously, but the lower dimensional Saturnians still have issue with this identity. They still have to deal with that. So at this time, I felt like I have to come out of the plant. Yeah. So I hope that explanation of the dimensions is clear. I hope it's clear. There are dimensions and... okay. I hope it's clear. All right. So we pause. So at this time, I felt like I have to come out of the plant. And then I asked, can I come out now? And I was out before I heard any answer. My consciousness was no longer inside the plant, but we were still connected. So I asked, so there are like two civilizations there, kind of, I asked. So that means, what I was thinking was, since there are of two different dimensions, like the higher dimension and lower dimension all interacting in one planet, I wanted to know if the civilization is two different civilizations because they are two different dimensions. And then the plant says no. One, there's just one civilization. So he says no, one. But all other dimensions and entities are integrated. Oh, I see, I exclaimed. So that means all of them are integrated. They're integrated. They accept one another. They know that this is the reality. So it is one civilization. Only they are of different dimensions. Okay. So it continues. Aloe vera continues. So their intelligence is being shared and they advance quickly. Okay. So the intelligence in the planet is being shared. For that reason, they advance quickly. So regardless of the identity, the lower dimensions might be this identity problem or the issue they might be having, the intelligence between the higher and lower dimension is being shared. For that reason, they advance quickly. Remember, it said it's a very advanced civilization. Okay. I exclaim. What we are yet to achieve here on Earth, I said, yes, the plant said. So what are the Saturnians doing here on Earth? Yeah, because the impression I got when I said Saturnians, the impression I was getting was that this plant is not the only Saturnian here on Earth. I was getting the impression because I said I was seeing things that I can't really explain. So it was as if my understanding, it was faster than I was seeing things and I was understanding it, but of course I couldn't write everything that I was seeing. I couldn't write everything I was seeing because that is really vast. So now that I'm saying it, I think it's easier to say than to write, you know. So I was just writing the things that I wrote, but I was seeing things. So when I said the Saturnians, I had the impression that there were many. There were many Saturnians on Earth. That's why I asked, so what are the Saturnians doing here on Earth? And Aloe Vera said, experience Earth life. Do they ask you to come here to experience Earth life? I asked. No, not precisely. So we are advised that we could shapeshift to Earthlings, to soul-like explorers. We came to explore Earth, not by physically coming with spaceship, but to come into one of Earth's to experience Earth life, meaning to take one of Earth's form to experience Earth life. Like it is easier and faster that way. I choose plants because then I can observe without interference for the shortest time possible. I'll say that again. I choose plants because then I can observe without interference for the shortest time possible. Life like this does not last 1,000 years like trees. So it chooses plants because of to minimize the time it has, like for the shortest time possible. And then I said, that means you were not asked to come here, I said. I was asked, but I chose to come and I choose a plant. That means I was not forced or ordered or commanded. The suggestion was made to me and I took it. Earth life is fascinating. Who will not want to experience the gravity here? He said and asked. So you only wanted to experience it? I said. Yes. Just to experience it, he said. Does it add to anything? I asked. It adds to my experience, it said. I exclaimed. Are there many of Saturnians here? I have to be sure of that. And I have to ask that question again. Yes, it said, man, but yes, man, but I don't know how many we are, but we are many. Earth's beautiful, it said. Does it bother you what we do here? I meant the brutality, the ignorance, the isolation combined with illusion. I was just all those shortcomings of earthlings, which is normal because we are still evolving. So I asked, does that bother you what we do here? And he said, no, it doesn't bother me. I cannot say for other Saturnians. We are not all plants, by the way. I choose plants. I understand, I said. Yes, I understand, I said. What humans do affects humans the most, it continued. The planet always recovers, and what you do now is not so much as what you have done in your history. The difference is that now the Earth's vibration has changed, and it is moving towards evolutional, it was looking for a word here, and then it said evolutional increase, advancement. Don't know what word to use, but she's evolving. Okay, but she's evolving. So you mean humans have done worse things in the past, historically, I asked. Yes, it said, but now the Earth is doing her thing. Humans have had issues with knowing how to navigate their powers and the resources at their disposal, and this civilization hasn't gotten far with that. You mean there is more we can do, we could do? I asked. A lot more. If you could take advantage of the Earth's changing, because she is exposing a lot of resources through her volcanic eruptions and water shifts, if you could take advantage of that and advance your knowledge and your science and technology, that would be great, because where you are at is still almost primitive. There is more. How do you know this? I asked. How long have you been here? I go and come, it said. There are pieces of me in different times and places. Like you, I am also in different places and times. Only my home planet is Saturn. That's the place I left part of me. And when I'm done as this plant, I reunite with me in Saturn. When I'm done as I am from other times and places, I go back to Saturn. That piece of me in Saturn is the one having these Earth experiences. Meaning you are in different civilizations at different times? Yes, Earth civilization. Fantastic, I exclaimed. Now, okay, let me explain this. Time and spaces. So at this time, I was thinking parallel universe. What I was getting was the reality or the phenomenon or the concept or the idea of parallel universes. A parallel universe, let me explain. You can get this from the internet, also known as alternative universe or alternative reality, is the hypothetical self-contained plane of existence coexisting with one's own. The sum of all potential parallel universes that constitute reality is often called multiverse. So what, okay, that's parallel universe. So parallel universe is that you are existing in two places at the same time, in two different realities, two different universes at the same time, doing two different things at the same time. That is possible. Okay, but that was what I was getting. But then, as the plant continued to say, I started seeing things. And so what the plant meant was that in Earth's time, okay, this is where you understand that time is illusion. Time is not as we think time is. So past, present, and future all are happening at the same time. So what the plant was talking about in Earth's civilization, means that it's happening at this time in this civilization. It could be existing in the civilization of the Atlantis, and could be existing in the civilization of the Lemurians, and maybe still existing in the civilization of the dinosaurs on Earth, or maybe existing in the future Earth that we haven't. Okay, in this civilization that we are right now, we haven't seen the future Earth, but the future Earth is already existing. This is what I was getting from what this plant was saying, and that is why I exclaimed, fantastic, because I got it. I saw that. I was seeing it. So this plant is existing, and when he said like you, it means humans. We also do that, and I think this is why it's possible for us to go back in time to past life and still relive that life. That is because that existing is still existing. Even though we died in that past life, it's still existing. So we can always go back and forth in our past life, or maybe sometimes we can even go to the future and see what is happening, or jump into this parallel universe and see what we are doing on the other side, or sometimes we swap places. Oh, God, the issue of this time and space is really a huge topic, and as this plant just said this, I just got it immediately. Like that was why I said, fantastic. Like, I got it. So it means it's existing in different Earth civilization to gather information, you know, information, experience of Earth life. Okay, time is really against us. Okay, let me continue. But this is what it meant. Our existing in different civilization, in different times, in different spaces at the same time. All right, so let's continue. So when I said, fantastic, he said, interesting, right? He said, just like you and many others, this is what three dimension finds hard to understand in your planet. It is only a dimension, and the experience in that dimension. Dimensions shift with level of awareness. The more aware you are, the more you shift in dimensions. The more it is easy to exist and to do many things at the same time, or be in many places at the same time. Whew, all right, so why do I feel like I know this and still be amazed by it? I asked. Because you do, he said. Many of you do. You only need to allow yourself to, or, quote and unquote, give yourself the permission to remember or relive it. Okay? Now, when they use words in quotation, they are trying to make us understand by using human terms so we can understand. Okay? All right. So, I exclaimed, it's been nice having to be with you. You are welcome, it said. I thought I should end the conversation, but I remember something else, and I said, "So you like to observe?" I asked. "Yes," it said. "It is fascinating. So many things happening at the same time. There's plenty to see and choose what to focus on at the time." "Thank you, dear one," I said. "Thank you so much. I could do this all day, but I got to go do three-dimensional things." And then we laughed. "Thank you for permitting me to spend time inside you too." "Anytime," he said. Great. So, yeah, this is it. So I thought I should explain something here again. Okay, when he's talking about dimension and awareness. Okay, so there's this issue of three-dimensional, four-dimensional. Yes, it all exists. But you see, as we advance in awareness, we begin to understand this dimension thing. So the more aware we are, the more we shift into higher dimension. And the more we shift into that higher dimension, the more we evolve in our civilization. I think that's what I want to explain. But there's something I want to emphasize more in conclusion. This is, I'm concluding now. So let me repeat what the aloe vera said. It said a lot more. If you could take advantage of the earth changing, because she's exposing a lot of resources through her volcanic eruptions and water shift, if you could take advantage of that and advance your knowledge, your science and technology, that would be great, because where you are at is still almost primitive. There is more. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So that is to say that we haven't done, it says where we are at right now is still at the primitive stage. And I get that. We are still struggling with bread and butter, and we are still looking at identity, and we are still stopping ourselves from evolving. We are still limiting ourselves. Yes, we have been conditioned, but we can go beyond this condition. It's difficult to break through this conditioning, but if we start to decondition our minds, yes, our minds, start deconditioning our minds, we can advance, because see, the earth, as it said, is exposing a lot of resources. Look at our technology. We are advancing in technology, which is good. Science, honestly, I wish our scientists would do more faster, because we are becoming more intelligent. I mean, we are not like this as we are now 100 years ago. Like, we have really come up to where we are now, and we can do more. And we have to do this by opening up, by allowing ourselves. He said we can advance our knowledge. We could. Thank God for internet. Honestly, thank God for internet. We can learn so many things on internet if we use our time well instead of just doing Facebook and Instagram and all that. Yeah, it's fine. But we can. There's an abundance of knowledge out there for us to expand ourselves. And the more knowledgeable we are, the more aware we are. And the more aware we are, the more we advance in dimension. And the more we advance in dimension, the more we will be evolved. The more we will be evolved. And then our civilization will be advanced. So according to the plan, which of course I know, we have had a more advanced civilization in the past. That means we could still get there. And in technology, we are advancing. But I wish we also advance in awareness, so that by the time we have these robots doing the cleaning for us, driving the car for us, we will have time to come into ourselves the more and explore our own powers, our own eternal abilities, and see how, I don't know what word to use, to see how very intelligent we really are. Okay, so thank you for tuning in tonight's today's show. For the next show, we'll be talking about aloe vera plant, the third one. Yeah, and I don't have a topic for that yet, but that will be the next one. And that one is in series, so it might even be longer. Okay, and if the time doesn't permit us, we can, you know, do the part two of that one, because that one is really long. So again, to ask questions or to book for a healing session with me, or to simply know about me, you can visit me on my website at www.gloriaterry.com. There you will find my phone number, my email address, and other information you need. And there are also logos for Reiki, where you can see Reiki practitioners and quantum touch practitioners and QHHT practitioners and practitioners of other modalities. So remember, again, energy follows thought, and your love has an impact. This is Gloria Terry, and I wish you love, happiness, and good health. Do have a pleasant time. Take care of yourself. Stay safe, and good night from Germany. Love and light.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.